do the honors today. Of the house of Abraham's. When I said you'll be neglected no longer.
Tana Amram Gidol Hador, Hayatavan Shira, Shamar Paro, Harasha, Koa Ben Hayod, Hayora Tasikudu. Amar Lashav, Anu Amelin, Amar Vigirosh S. Ishto, Andu Kulan Vigirosh S. Sina. Amar Lo, Vito Abba Kasha, Ziraska, Yosher Michel Paro.
Not the kind of thing a father is hoping to hear from his daughter. You're worse than Paro. But she had a point. In fact, she had 3 points. Okay, so he was chastened, duly chastened by his daughter. So that's why Vayikach as Bas Levi, Vayachzor by them, Rav Yehuda Barzvina, Shasal Maisa Lekuchin, they made a second wedding. Hoshiva Bapirio in the carriage, Aaron and Miriam Miraktiv, Hanel Malacha Shari Samru, Aim Habanim, she was already a mother, but she was gladdened like a kala on that day, Simecha. So this is a famous case of Machzor Grushasso, obviously Mutter, we're not talking about Kohanim, we're talking about Levium. So that brings us to the sugya of Machzor Grushasso, which we said we would cover. So here we go. Kikach ishi shoav vola. So Yaakov, we can both agree that Machzor Grushasso sounds really bad, right? Alright, so the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin Daf Ayin Ches. We'll come back to the Minchas Chinuch in just a little bit. This is a Kotzim Machlokes Abaye V'Rava. Moda Abaye. Okay, so it has to be that there's a Maisa Bia. Ushnei Modim, right? So Rava will agree. The Machzor Grushasso Shein Bal V'Lo Kido Shein Oloka. Derech likuchin asra Torah. Okay, so you need kiddushin and bia for there to be malkos. So the Minchas Chinuch understood that. Now let's loop back. Hamigarish is ishto.
Bein mina erisin, bein mina nesuin, benisis la'acher, orak niskacha la'acher, asur lebala harishon, lashuv lekafasa, leover belav, lelokin shneihem. Kekol...
Chayav elavin,
the davka bekidesh ubal, aval kidesh lechod, obal lechod, eno over the eno loker.
So how did the Minchas Chinuch understand the Gemara Kiddush and Ayin Ches? Big chiddush.
That's only if he was mitkadesh her and...
So kidesh ubal isn't just a shiur in the Malkos, but it's a shiur in the... Achim. You need Kideish Ubal, Gavi? Right. Even for the Yisr Darais to be triggered. You could have just said... Right, in Yisr Darais, but for Malkos, you need the Maisa Bia. Who says that? Okay, I'll give you a hint. A very prominent Rishon. Excellent. Okay. You guys are very well trained. That's going to be a really important point. All right, so let's get into what seems like a side point, but it's very far from a side point. The Gemara Nivamos Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yaakov, go ahead.
Kanya Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa Romer, Mishim Rabbi Elazar, Hamachzor Grushasso Mina Nesuin, Arusa Mina Erisin,
Asura. So, no, she has to have been married to the man number two. Mina erusin muteres. Mishum shenamara acharei asher hutama'a. Hutama'a means she was married in the interim, not only mikudashas. V'chachamim omrim. Which is how we paskin, obviously. Halacha kirabim. Shalom mani mekayim acharei asher hutama'a. Oh. That's talking about presumably a different case entirely. A sota shenistra, my nistra nibola, meaning an isha shesinsa tachas baila. It's talking about a different case entirely when a woman has an adulterous relationship. Vamai karile nistra. That's a euphemism. Lishna ma'aliyah hutanakat. The Torah knows how to say that she was Mizana. So the Gemara concludes, L'meikam Allah belav. There's an Issa d'oraisa here. So what the Gemara does not explain is whether this Issa d'oraisa is a subcategory of Machzer Grushaso, or it's a completely separate Issa d'oraisa that happens to appear in a similar pasuk, or in the same pasuk. Lo yuchal ba'la rishon, Asher lekachal, ashuv lekachtal, yos lo lisha, acharei asher hu tama'a, kisoi vahi lifnei Hashem, lo sachti asaras asher Hashem lekech, and osein lecha nachala. So Yaakov, this point about when the Gemara says, lemeikam ala belav, whether it's part of the constellation of Isser Daraisa Machzer Grushaso, a subcategory of that lav, acharei asher hu tama'a, or a distinct lav, that happens to be a major... Excellent. Between who and who?
The Gemara's.
Avi?
The Rambam and Ramban?
Yes. Very well done. The Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, the Rambam and the Ramban debated the parameters of the Mekim Allah Belav. What does the Ramban say? Avi, very well done. Oh, you're actually reading it already. Okay, so I was going to ask you to summarize. So his point of view is...
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, so how'd you know that it was a Machlokes Rambam Ramban?
I guess I'm very well-trained.
I don't know which way I should be happier. I mean, I would have been happy if you knew that specific idea, but I'm even happier that, you know, your halachic instincts have been so refined. Okay, excellent. So the Ramban says it's two completely different Isurim. I mean, they're completely different, because Eitan Berenholtz will point out they are in the same Pasuk, but, right, the Ramban, both Allah Torah and the Shechachas Halavin, says it's a separate Isur. L'meikam Allah Belav. The Rambam had a Shita Mechudashas Biyoser, that Machzer Grushaso is a subcategory of Isha Shezinsa. And this Rambam fascinates me endlessly, but we have to... you know, do the legwork and get there, you know, the hard way. So the Bali HaTosos already pick up on this idea of Sota Shenistera presumably being a different case. Vim Tamar. What does that have to do with an Isser Labal, Isser Labal, Nisha Shizinsa? See, Shlomar says, you want to talk about Pshat? I can talk about Pshat. They said to Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, you got to be kidding me. Go ahead, Yaakov. So Nachi, explain, what's Toso saying? The rabbi said, of course you have to interpret Acharei Asher Tama to be talking about a different case. Because it can't possibly be referring to Machzer Grushaso. Because she didn't do anything wrong. She was divorced, so she married somebody else. Why would you describe that as acharei asher hutama? That's what compelled the Chachamim to say, because the words don't fit. If the words don't fit, you must acquit. Dilomi stabil mikri tumal inisue grusha. Kevin dibilasa heteri. Okay, very good. Rashi acharei asher hutama, seemingly, right, based on the Gemara. The Rabos sota. Shenistera. All right, so Avi, you were like ahead of the curve over there. So why don't you put both the Rambans in the ledger? The Ramban is the simple Shita here. separate them out into two different lavin. One of them is a lav of machzer grusha. So, that has its own dynamic, as we'll see from the Ramban. And the other is an isha shezinsa, that you're not allowed to resume that marriage. Isser labal, isser labawel. Acharei asher hutama. She's been defiled through an adulterous relationship. Nothing to do, as Tosfos would tell you, with the isser of machzer grusha. So, okay, go ahead. Let's get both Rambans into the record here. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah, once, Hamaschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemor. You started reading that Ramban. Acharei asher hutama. This isn't a euphemism. The Torah says two psukim later, Vinistra Vahini Tma. Why didn't the Torah use the euphemism there, right? So the Gemara answers, Lamekam Alabalav. There's an Issa Daraisa. Im Kain, if there's an Issa Daraisa here, says the Ramban. It says if there's another vav there to tell you there's a separate iser. Mishani says v'yazir nitma'a biznus. So to whom does the term nitma'a apply? Of course, only the sota acharei asher hutama'a. Two separate lavin. And the Ramban explains that what's the issue? It has much less to do with any specific marriage than it does with a social concern. What's the social concern? The tama lavazeh, what's the iser of machzer grushaso? It's not predicated on being metame, the marriage, and isha shezinsa. That's a completely different shame lav, but rather... The Ramban was always very creative in his language. Uva boker hishava, right? Elav is etam lo sachti esaretz kizesiva lo chatoim gedolim lo sachti esaretz nesifrei lahazer bezdin al kach. It's more of a social matter. In other words, we're not really concerned about any specific marriage, but what are we really concerned about? Sadly, they have to have an expression for this today. What is this called? Wife swapping, right? That you're going to have a degenerate society one day where people will divorce their wives in the morning and they'll go marry somebody else, right? It'll all be done beheter, so to speak, right? You know, you get the best misader, you know, gittin in the world, and then she'll come back the next day after, you know, marrying, you know, or 3 months later. Okay, she'll observe the halacha, you know, of shloshes chadashim, you know, keneged hakara sa'ubar, but, you know, it'll be a disgrace, you know, at a societal level. So, everybody see what the Ramban did? It's two completely different isurim. One, where the marriage has been defiled, and then the general isur of machzer grushaso, which is much more of a social concern, so ivahi lifnei Hashem. And the Ramban says, very much the same in the Hasagos. Here he just adds in a little Yerushalmi for good measure, but okay, Avi, go ahead. So where have we seen that before, Avi? You can't possibly describe the problem Machzer Grushaso as Acharei Asher Hutama. Whose line was that? The Ramban wasn't the first to that idea. He arrived at it independently, but Tosfos! Right? That's what that's exactly what Tosfos said. You want to know why the Chachamim interpret the Pasuk in this seemingly difficult way? Because the words Acharei Asher Hutama have nothing to do with Machzer Grushaso. Okay. Aval, I'm doing it. If you ask Shmua, this is Gemara Yivambo, Staf Yer Aleph, Kachre Ashur Utama, the Rabbo Sota Shinitma. He brings a little proof. Gemara the Mei Marva, Amr the Rabbi Kiba, Marabal Sotaso, Vlad Mamzer, Hamachzer Grushaso, Vlad Mamzer, Vizeh. The reason he says Vlad Mamzer, Mashi Yadud, the Rabbi Kiba, Yesh Mamzer, Chayav Ilavin. Right, we don't hold that way. We Sparish is Emin Alavinu. Aval Rav Midai to Blav Shemichlalos Lo Yimanezah. So he a little bit, you know, explaining what he thinks the Rambam was doing. It's a Lav Shemichlalos. Okay, we'll see if that's true or not. But in other words, Nachi, what's he trying to prove from Rabbi Akiva? All right, so granted, Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayav Ilavin is Mamzeris, but what do you see from Rabbi Akiva? Gabi? Yeah, it's two different Shemos. One of them is Machzer Grushaso, and the other is Mechudad Mepicha, right? The Gam Game, right? One of them is Machzer Grushaso, and then one is in Isha Hamizana. Okay, so we understand the Ramban did what we probably would do, right? To separate them out into two different Shemos. And now comes the Rambam. And this Rambam, like I say, it fascinates me endlessly. So, Yaakov, back to you. We had to give Avi the Ramban because he started, but now we're Hiyanu Senes, Hamaskal B'mitzvah, Mimlo Gemor. Now we throw it back to you. Hamigarish Asishto. Oh, so the Rambam is a diak. Lo yuchal bala harishon isn't just a lav, but if he would do it, what would we do? We would dissolve the marriage. Okay? Kofin oso lahotzi. Who can be medayik in the Rambam that he clearly disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch? Aiden, when Lashitas Harambam do you violate the Isser Doraisa? Beyond dispute. Shimon?
You said just after doing
Kiddushin. Excellent. Vim Hechzer Arishon Ubala, that's a din in Malkos. That's the way he understood the Gemara Kiddushin Ayedachas. So Megarish Yisishtam, Yiskash Lachar, Alva Bishalo Be'Allah. Nasra al Arishon, that's an Issa Daraisa. It doesn't mean Issa Darabanan, right? Okay, let's continue on. It becomes even clearer. I'm going to make a lot of this, obviously. So if they're divorced and then she has an extramarital relationship, that does not prevent her from resuming the Kiddushin with number one. Havayosa li'ish acher. Shehi HaKiddushin, he shows Sarah Sosal Bala Lachzor Lo. The Rambam is saying it again. That what generates the Isser Do Raisa of Machzer Grushaso? A second set of Kiddushin. Not like the Minchas Chinuch learned. Okay, point number one. The even more important point of the Rambam, Avi, this is what you were mechavin to, the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, uvichlal avza, as a subcategory of Machzer Grushase. Go ahead, Yankif. Hutama'a, vicharei, why do you think he downgraded there to Makas Mardis? Did the Rambam just say Shekol Isha Shezinta Zachas Bala Nesra La Velokela Malkus Darai? So why is this only Makas Mardis? Gabi? Yeah, we don't have definitive evidence. There's just Kinoi and Stira, beautifully done. V'im avar. Wow. Why did the Rambam add in that last line? So the Rambam says you dissolve the marriage. If a woman was mizana and he divorces her, they do the right thing. He has to divorce her in such a case, but then he remarries her. So the Rambam says we compel them to dissolve that marriage. What is the Rambam, by adding that, what is the Rambam doing? L'shitaso? To me, what's he doing? He's saying, in the situation of Nisha Mizana, if they would remarry after the divorce, he'd have to dissolve that also. What does that remind us of? Shimon?
It's like this idea about the just kiddushin, saying that.
It was the same as a shita by Machzer Grusha. So the Rambam is going out of his way to show you that they're parallel halachos. The shitaso bichlal labzeh. What's pshat in the Rambam? Chora, the Ramban is a much better argument. Two completely different Yisurim. One of them is an Isha Mizana. Of course, it's an Isra Labal. Acharei Asher Hutama. The other is a social concern. Lo yuchal bai laharishon, asher lekachol, ashub lekachol, lios lo liisha. Moreover, how does the Rambam's strongly held view, he says it basically three times, tame a little bit on the Minchas Chinuch, that the Issa Daraisa is Mishas Kiddushin, not Mishas Bia. How does that play it? What's going on for the Rambam? Uvichla Labza, subcategory Machzer Grushaso, Isha Shizitza, Sariel. What's the lambdus? Shimshi. Jack?
They're both like non-physical, almost like they're non-physical where the woman's getting close to someone that she shouldn't be.
Interesting. When you say that she shouldn't be, I think that's exactly Tosfos and the Ramban's point. Right? Why shouldn't she be? She was divorced. She's allowed to marry guy number two. You can't describe that as Acharei Asher Hutama. Estavid?
Traveling she tells of Kiddush Kiddushin is about setting my Okiddushin of Kadesha. So if you take that approach, once she leaves him, even though it was the Heter, you don't care if it was Zinus or someone else, once she leaves him and isolates herself to a different man, there creates a lot to go back and now go against the nature of Kedushin and try and redo it.
You're saying beautifully, just sharpen your formulation. Right? He's allowed to remarry her, he's not a Kohen, but the moment that she accepts Kedushin from somebody else, what is happening? And how does that relate to Isha Shizinsa? You're saying so well, but just sharpen your formulation. Arichas Vasayim.
She's betraying him. When she accepts Kedushin from someone else, the tabas of saying that of a scared stomach, she's now throwing that away and saying, I'm going
so well. Well, he divorced her, so maybe, I don't know that we need as strong a formulation. I know that she's betraying him, but maybe take it down a notch and just sort of work it out. Let's go through a slightly different iteration. Right. He was mishaleach her, but when she accepts that Kedushin, havayasal ish acher. For the Rambam, that is Absolutely, you're keying in on the right point. That is the mechayev. That is the moment in Issur D'oraisa is created. I don't know that she's betraying him, but she is excellent, Nachi. She's turning her back forevermore on that Kiddushin. The nature of Kiddushin is absolutely exclusive. Asur l'chulei alma k'hekdesh. When she accepts the second Kiddushin, she is saying, as far as I am concerned, the first Kiddushin are dead and not subject to Tchiyas HaBeisim. And once you understand that, Nachi, then what flows naturally, almost as a kol shekein?
Ishus isn't.
Good boy. That's an even more direct betrayal of the Kiddushin. That's what you're going to say, Eitan? Nice. Putting in rice. And I would add in, that's exactly why the Rambam says in both cases, what's the tzad hashava shebehen? That if they would try to do what? Excellent, Eitan. If they would try to resume the Kiddushin, we would use kfiya to terminate that. It's unacceptable. Those Kiddushin are dead. Either through direct betrayal, Isha Shizinsa, or turning her back on those Kiddushin. In other words, V'yatza Mibeso, V'halcha, V'haisa, Li'isha Acher. That's exactly right. Now the Kesef Mishnah says, Yaakov, go ahead. The Magid Mishnah gets into a point that we don't have some time for right now, which is the Rashba who thinks that Asa Safek Kivadai, but well, when we learn Sota together, we'll come back to that. It's a very important Rashba, but not for now. Okay. Yaakov, go ahead. Talking about the Isha Shizinsa. Hayu Davka. Oh. Vizoim Girsha Vechzir Avo Bishlo Diskat Shalacher, the Isha Shizinsa, Lokala, Tachyamina Nacharea, Sherutama, the Rabbi Sota Shinistra, Resha de Krakai, Vechasola Saver Krisus, La Yuchal Baila La Shubla Kachim, Haisali Shacher, Vechin Avo Bishlo, Haisali Shacher, Hutma Tachta, Vigirsha La Yuchal La Shubla Kachta, Vahashtanicha. So the Kesef Mishnah wanted to give a different explanation. He wanted to say, oh, the reason that you can get Malkos is not a Lav Shebichalos, is that both of them have this, you know, property that just like you can't be Machzer Grushaso if she's had Kiddushin with Ishacher, Haisel Ishacher. Oh, im hutama tachtav, right? So just like you can't be with the one, you can't be with the other, and if you would try, we would forcibly separate you. So the Kesef Mishnah is describing it in very superficial terms, to be honest. Yes, all those things are true, but I don't think that gets anywhere near where Nachi was getting. That the Rambam understands that Kiddushin has a very special identity, and a direct betrayal of the Kiddushin, Dehainu Acharei Asher Hutama, Isha Shizinsa, or her accepting Kiddushin somebody else, which isn't a betrayal of the man. After all, you know, she was divorced, she's allowed to do it, but she is definitively closing the book on that Kiddushin. And it's a sacred institution. You don't just stop and start it. And again, stopping and starting it is defined here by V'halcha V'haisa Li Shacher. Right? It's one thing if it stopped and then you choose to resume it. Okay. Kohen cannot do that. We hold him to a higher standard. Yisrael can do that. But the minute that she engages with the second man, meaning she becomes mikudeshes to him, you can't have two kiddushin that are alive simultaneously. Isha levetre lochazia. The second kiddushin puts a nail in the coffin of the first kiddushin. Just as Isha Shazinsa puts a nail in the coffin of the first kiddushin. So for the Ramban, these were two very different institutions. One of them was about a marriage that had been betrayed. One of them was about very much a socially driven concern. Velosachti Esa'aretz even says it's an Azhara Lebezdin. For the Rambam, they both have to do with Kiddushin. A very specific Kiddushin. You could betray a Kiddushin al yedei znus. You could determine that the Kiddushin is dead al yedei havayasal ishacher. And the Rambam's language is meduyekes biyoser. Havayasal ishacher shehi kiddushin hi sheoseres osa al bala lachzor lo. It's a nail in the coffin of the first Kiddushin. Now it's true. The Malkos will wait for Kidei Shubia. But the Yisr Doraisa? The Kiddushin itself. And Kfiya Lahotzi, Kiddushin itself. Shalo Kishita Saminchas Chinuch. Nachin Eitan, very well done. Shimon.
How can Rambam say that the case of Isha Shazinza is like really like a real like rejection or betrayal of marriage? It kind of sounds the way that the words formulated should that she was kind of like violated. It kind of makes it sound like she didn't really like have a choice and it wasn't her decision to reject the marriage. So how are we saying that?
No, obviously the bonus, you know. Then you know, she's Karkola. We're talking about a situation where she's Mizana. Ein lecha betrayal gedola mizo.
She's not rejecting marriage. If she did it, the way it's phrased, she's saying that she was, she was violated.
Well, because again, the Torah's terminology for, you know, adulterous relationships is vinitma. She's been defiled.
So it is a case where
oh, very much so, yeah. Yeah, she can't say to him, look, you know, it's true, I had an adulterous relationship, but I meant nothing against the marriage. That's not, you know, that's not consistent with, you know, as Nachi was stating before, our concept of Kiddushin. Stooch?
Yeah, I got it right.
Okay.
So for the Rambam, for the Isha shit, for the Mafia Grushato, is it that she's violating the second marriage by remarrying the first man, or is it that the second marriage...
That's a very good question. I think it actually goes in both directions, but we're focused on what two does to number one. Okay.
So yeah. By remarrying, it's almost like the first marriage never ended.
Well, right. In other words, that the V'yatzami beso v'halcho v'haisalach l'ishacher, her havaya l'ishacher irrevocably destroys the first Kiddushin. That's the point of the Torah. Because Kiddushin is an exclusive institution. She cannot engage Kiddushin with the second man without closing the book in an absolutely final way on Kiddushin with the first man. She's turning her back forever on that Kiddushin, just like she's turning her back forever on the Kiddushin when she's Mizana. That's why I was careful. I don't think she's betraying the first husband. You know, he divorced her. Maybe she was very upset about it at the time, but she's certainly turning her back on the Kiddushin. That's for sure. So for the Rambam, it's a din and Kiddushin in both cases. And for the Ramban, right, one of them is a din and znus, and a betrayal of a marriage. The other, again, is very much a social concern. V'lo sachti es ha'aretz, so yivahi lifnei Hashem, etc. Okay. Adkan. Good Shabbos, everybody.